BBC WM Steve Herman sent us a report from there with the help of Courtney, Joshua, Megan and Alicia.
Right, so we're going to have a lesson on healthy lifestyles. We're going to learn how to make simple choices to improve our health.
Well, I'm in a classroom here where the kids are being taught about healthy eating. This pilot project started in Ireland, but for the last year it's been trialled in hundreds of schools across the West Midlands, including in Walsall, Solihull and here in Dudley. It's called the Food Dudes.
Food dudes are Raz, Rocco, Charlie and Tom. Well, they tell you like how fruit and vegetables like helps their minds and their brains. They can outsmart the junk punks because they eat fruit and vegetables, but the junk punks don't eat fruit and vegetables.
Right. I had a packet of crisps for my lunch, so am I a junk punk?
Yeah, if you eat anything that is high sugar and it's got loads of sugar in, you might be ill or catch a cold off other people or something, but if you eat five a day, then they keep the doctor away.
Together, they will fight the junk punks and make the world a healthier, happier place.
So, Steve Herman is here. Morning, Steve.
Hello.
And what you are looking for is people to tell you where to go.
Guide me to your lights, please.
I'm going towards the light. Yeah, this is Christmas lights on the outside of your house. We've just spoken to Martin in Hall Green, who's got, as I say, it's up on Twitter, at BBCWM. It's an inflatable Homer Simpson, an inflatable, and these are all lit up as well, Winnie the Pooh, lights in front of the house. There's a real kind of grotto in front of the house. There's a member of my family who thinks it's all terribly common. But what we want is for you to call up and tell Steve where you've seen the real big kind of domestic front of house display. Reporter Steve has been absolutely working for his salary this morning. You've been telling him where to go to find the most Christmas lights outside a house. Around about half an hour ago, he was in Rushall. Steve, where are you now, mate?
I'm back in Willenhall. I'm on Pinson Road. I tell you what, I feel like Challenge Annika this morning, just racing around all over the place. Although, fortunately for the people of the Black Country in Birmingham, I haven't got one of those jumpsuit thingies on. I'm in front of a house on Pinson Road where a couple of people on Twitter told me there's a couple of houses, and they are right, there's a couple. The best one is right in front of me here, which there's a Santa's sleigh and a few reindeers going in front of it, which has got some lights. There's a shooting star light. There's a snowman in the garden. There's a reindeer which is on top of their bush in their front garden. And also there's a Santa, although because of the wind, he's flopped over, the Santa, so he's kind of bent over in front, so you can't see his face. He's like looking like he's touching his toes at the moment.
And BBC WM has been speaking to a man who claims to be the oldest dogger on Cannock Chase.
It's just something to do, ain't it? You know, it's something different. And what goes on up here? You'd be flabbergasted.
It's reported 100 people are travelling there each week to take part in outdoor sex, with some people turning up as early as 9 in the morning. Our reporter Kath Stancheshan found Sid, who spends 4 hours a day there watching the, well, action from his camper van.
I don't do nothing anyway, but that's besides the point.
You just watch.
But if anything's going off, I just sit and watch. I have been tempted to join in sometimes, but let's get fair, my time of life, you know what I mean?